College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Able Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska for the 2024 season finale. Today it is your Central College Dutch against the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Central moves from left to right, and they feed Grunder straight ahead. First down and more. Grunder breaks loose. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Central. Chase Grunder, 56 and a score. Third and goal from the one. Split receiver, Schulte left, New to the right. They're going Schulte's way. Back shoulder makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Central. 13-0 Dutch on the opening play of the second quarter.
Yeah, he threw that just in the perfect spot.
And now a field goal try for Henry Walter from 27 yards from the right hash. Low snap, and the kick is blocked by Packabear, and he scoops it up at the 20-yard line to keep Nebraska Wesleyan off the scoreboard.
Yeah, just as you said, a low snap forced the holder to bobble a little bit and gave just enough time. Packabear just smothered that thing. He was all over that.
Logan Sundvold is on for the field goal for Central. This will be a 28-yard try. From the left hash, kicking right to left with the wind. Snap, spot, kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And Logan Sundvold buries a 28-yard field goal to give Central a 17-0 lead, less than 2 minutes to go in the first half. And we're ready for the second half of ball. It'll be going the same direction as the second quarter did. Logan Sundvold kicking from right to left, and it's an onside kick, and Sundvold recovers his own onside kick at the 47-yard line. Connor White goes under center. They haven't done much of this at all today. Now they send a man in motion. He stops behind the quarterback, comes back the other way, and it's a fake handoff and a blitz from Central and a fumble recovered by Nick Bandy. Yeah. Josh Dennison, the senior linebacker, came unchecked. He buried White in the back and forces another Central takeaway. Second down and goal at the 2. Hunter Hoffman in the pistol with Jace Grunder trailing. Preston Rowe shuffles in motion. And they hand it off to Grunder, and he walks it in. Touchdown, Central. Jace Grunder, a 2-yard run. It's 23-0 Dutch. Hunter Hoffman sends Preston Rowe in motion. Takes a snap, rolls out to the right, throws it back, looking for Tippett, makes the catch, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Central. Cade Tippett, a 2-yard grab.
It's a lateral, not a pass.
But the big man's in the end zone now.
He is in the end zone, however he got there. It's got to be a thrill for him to score a touchdown.
Nebraska Wesleyan, by the way, has burned all three of its timeouts already in this half. And it's a fake extra point. Hunter Wilkinson runs it in for the two-pointer. And Starnes gets the carry up the middle.
Ball's out.
And Central's there to recover. Austin Burns pops on the ball as Central's got its third takeaway of the half. Central will not run another play. They will hug out a shutout to end the 2024 season. Central finishes at 8-2. Dutch 32, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing. We're catching up with Coach Jeff McMartin as the Central College football team closes out the 2024 season with a 32-0 win over Nebraska Wesleyan. Coach, thanks as always for joining us here post-game, and you got to be feeling pretty good after this performance today. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was great. You know, another shutout. You know, we've just had a really special year defensively, holding opponents down, you know, keeping the score low, not allowing people to score on us. You know, there were a couple times where they drove the ball and we came up with big either stops or turnovers or things that you had to do to really keep a zero on the board. And, you know, no matter how else you play in a game, if you can do that, you're going to win, you know. And so super proud of the defense. And offensively, I thought that we got off to a good start. We got things rolling. You know, we made some timely plays and utilized our people. You know, you saw, you know, the guys that have been doing it all year get their hands on the ball and make some big plays for us down the road, whether it be a long pass or an important run. you give our offensive line a lot of credit. You know, we did a good job of keeping out of getting sacked, and I thought we ran the ball effectively, and just really happy with that, and they just kept pounding away. And then you look at special teams. Sonny's capped a great career. Logan Sundbold, kickoffs, onside kick. That's two for this year. That might be my quota for my career. I don't know if we've ever done that before, but all the extra points and field goals. You know, he stayed perfect on the year for both. Shoot, I mean, there's nobody in our conference that can say that. There are very few guys in the country that can say that they made every extra point, they made every field goal this year, and just pounds it. And super proud of Logan. Special teams-wise, our punt teams, punt return, all the things that we need to do in special teams, I thought we did really well. And so, from that standpoint, it felt very complete, and glad that our seniors could end this game this way, and really proud of them for that.
And then maybe a few cherries on top when you look at Cale Fitterlin got to kick off to start the game, and Cade Tippett got to run in a touchdown, and Hunter Wilkinson on that extra point got to run it in for a two-point conversion. 32 seniors in 50 years that their career ends, and many of them with some extra special moments. What did that mean to you to get to watch that?
Yeah, it's awesome to see guys execute and make plays that they're capable of making. And, you had 32 points, you had 32 seniors. Maybe that's our number this year, But, happy for Tippett. And that's something we practiced all season long. And to get the ball in the one place you wanted to have it, to be able to run that play, pretty special. And Fetty, he's a good kicker. He was a good kicker in high school. Not only did he kick off, but we had all seniors on the kickoff team. So we did that. We changed it up, and we did that against Dubuque as well. So we did it twice this year, where we put all seniors out there, so they all got to run down there and wreak havoc, and they did a great job.
And lastly, before I came down to grab you here, Coach, I saw you saying goodbye to a few of the guys. You'll get a chance to all of them. But what has this – it's kind of the end of an era. It's the end of the COVID era, right, with the fifth years and the seniors. What does it mean to say goodbye to these guys and then obviously try to spring that forward to 2025?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a special class and a great class. They've not only done a great job of making plays and playing football, but of leading our team and being good leaders. Sometimes your leadership is like, well, I lead by example. These guys not only led by example, but they were willing to articulate and say what had to be said at certain times. They kept things moving. They motivated people. And when you have guys around for 5 years, you just know them even better, so you do get really close to them and get to a point where, they mean a lot to you. And the great thing is, they can hold their heads up and they can feel like they went out the way they wanted to go out with a win. And represented this program with great class and done things the right way. During the course of the week, we let all the seniors kind of say something at the end of practice. We kind of divide them up by day. And one of our seniors had said, it's not necessarily the destination, and it's not really even the journey. What makes football so special is the company. And I really like that. I thought that was a great way to kind of talk about what they meant to each other as seniors, and that what the seniors meant to this team, and how they've affected and brought in our freshmen. So there is a lot of good company here. People really love each other and care about each other. And you can see that as the head coach. You watch these guys every day. And so I'm proud of this class.
Thanks for sharing that, Coach, and thanks for your time. As always, Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team. Final score in the season finale, Central 32, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing. I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA, KRLS Sports.